More of Lake Effect Now. I'm Mitch Teich. For almost 3 decades, the Boulevard Theater is called a storefront space on Bayview's KK Avenue home. But in a surprise to many, they are leaving in the midst of the neighborhood's renaissance. In fact, the Boulevard will not have any physical space to call home. Their performances, including this weekend's Pal Joey, will go off at places around town, such as the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. Mark Bucher is the theater's founder and artistic director. He explained to Lake Effect's Dan Harmon why the time was right to make this fundamental change.
I think one of the important things to remember in this conversation is that the Boulevard isn't moving away from anything, but it's moving towards and to something. And that follows or mirrors the cultural evolution that naturally occurs in the space of over 30 years. I mean, we had transformed the Bayview neighborhood, specifically the Kinnickinnick business district. And as with every business or any business, trends evolve and change. And we are seeing a cultural shift not only nationally, but also within the local neighborhood. So the need for a resident or spatial theater company, that need has diminished. The need for theater and performance itself has not, however. But we want to serve other neighborhoods and new areas such as Walker's Point, Shorewood, South Milwaukee. These are just some of the areas that will be, in a sense, reinventing and sort of like a petri dish. We're like a cultural injection into those communities and bring our own special brand of intimacy and our own special literary product.
It certainly isn't unusual for a theater company to not have a brick and mortar home. I mean, several theater companies in Milwaukee do it that way. So do you feel freed by this, by not having to pay the rent, if you will, and you can, do you have more freedom to choose things that you wouldn't normally have done before?
I think Miss Joplin said freedom is just another name for nothing left to lose. Ha ha. That, I just wanted to show my, you know, my cultural literacy there.
Very dated hip reference.
Yes,
thank you.
It was. That's the title of my one-man show, Very Dated Hip Reference. That's when they give me a new hip reference. I do think that what changes us from other companies that don't have brick and mortar shops, they tend to use the same space or they'll rent another theater space per se, but we're using alternative spaces. Now, certainly the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center is a performing arts center, but we're using it in a new and established function in the sense that we're bringing the audience on stage, backstage with us. Other locales that I mentioned, like the Walker's Point Center for the Arts, has not really had an abundance of theater or performance there. That's an art gallery. We'll also be doing something with the Plymouth Chorale at the Plymouth Church in December, more of a theatrical effect. So you see that we're not only transient, but we're also, there's a logic to our madness, so to speak.
Is this something that you see being the way it is from now on? Are there plans that maybe someday to have another brick and mortar space? I mean, is this something you're just trying and you might go back to the previous way of doing it?
I think that Milwaukee audiences have shown that they're interested in dynamic, high-quality theater, which the Boulevard certainly is. But I also think that their tastes, and it's a younger audience now, they want to go into different areas. So for now, to answer your question, for the next 2 or 3 years, this is it. Personally, myself, I can't see doing brick and mortar again.
I have to keep coming back to this, though, which is, you know, Bayview is kind of your baby in a way, or you were there before it became the trendy powerhouse that it is right now. So do you think you're leaving at a time when it's on a huge upswing and more people are coming there for various reasons and you might be missing out on that audience?
I think that I can proudly say that we started with a mission and we have more than developed and met our mission successfully, more than successfully. We were one of the first businesses that were there, and we were a cultural magnet that attracted many other different galleries, theaters, and of course the various cafes and restaurants which now populate the street. This is not an old story for the artist. If you go to New York, Philadelphia, Seattle, the artist is a pioneer, a pilgrim of sorts, and that certainly is what the Boulevard has. And we've met our mission 5 times over.
Well, I'm waiting for someone in town to try something equivalent to the Imaginarium of Dr. Parnassus, where they have the traveling theater in the truck. Maybe you can try that too.
Well, there's a lot of food trucks out there, so why not theater truck?
I'm giving this idea to you for free.
And I will not credit you for it. Just so you know, being a good producer, I'll just claim the – if it was successful, I'll claim the idea as my own.
All right. Well, you're more than welcome to have it. Well, what are you going to do for props and all the stuff that you've accumulated over the decades, or are you just going to start anew?
Well, we had a series of liquidation sales and gave away a lot of materials to other nonprofits to help them, etc. So in the month of August, in about 6 weeks, I almost by myself liquidated a lot of the holdings, shall we say. There are so many theaters out there, and this is also part of the cultural shift that you implied earlier in your questioning. Most of the modern plays that are happening now are 90 minutes or less, intermission less, require maybe a table and two chairs. That's what the trend is for playwriting. The days of, you know, August Osage County where you need a three-story house, that's the rarity. So most of the modern plays that are coming down the pike don't require that level. They understand they're writing for regional and par-regional theater companies, so they understand they're not overwriting stuff.
Well, given that there are quite a few theater companies in town that are, I don't know, homeless, if you will, is there any collaboration? Is there any kind of structure between all the theater companies or, you know, any kind of go-to warehouses of either ideas or places to meet?
Well, certainly the Boulevard is not – I prefer the term we are not going nomadic. We are going showmatic. So we'll become a showmatic theater company. Prior to the change and the move, I had tried to establish, as an option, connections and correlations with different theater companies. They weren't ready for that quite yet. I mean, if you go to Chicago, there's the theater building down on Halstead, which is shared by three different theater companies. This is not unknown also in Seattle, et cetera. And my great friend, Patricia Durante, who's directing Gideon's Knot, she's familiar with New York theater. She can tell you that, you know, theater companies cohab or co-rent, co-sub different spaces. I think that will come to pass. But right now, Milwaukee is a little bit behind the curve on that.
Let's talk about your new production in your non-theater space. You're the first ones going to be at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center.
Correct. We are starting the Boulevard's 29th season with Pal Joy. It is a fabulous experience. It's a concert staging, which implies that the songs will be memorized and sung all out. But the book will be held by the performers. And what a cast and what a crew. Milwaukee's favorite director, performer, dancer, singer, David Flores is staging this concert version of Rodgers and Hart, 1940, very charming musical, Pal Joy, which features Bewitched, Bothered, and Bewildered. If they ask me, I could write a book. Donna Kummer, a gift to Milwaukee, is the music director, and a cast that includes Diane Lane from the Skylight Music Theater as Vera, Marty McNamee as Joey, Alexandra Bonishow as Linda. We have David Ferry, Liz Norton, Liz Mistily. I know I'm forgetting so many people. It's a great, superlative cast. And the book is so phenomenal. Rodgers and Hart wrote the music, etc. And the author of the book also wrote Return to Sumatra and Butterfield 8, John O'Hara. Really a strong story.
Can you give us a synopsis of that story?
Sure. Let's see. Down-and-out Lothario nightclub entertainer Joey, played by Marty McNamee, is trying to get a job in Chicago, and he catches the eye of a married woman, Vera, who is not ashamed to party with the boys. She was the first cougar of musical theater. And she starts to support him, put him in a nice apartment, and she even buys him his own nightclub, Chez Joey. But of course, there's always a fly in the ointment, so to speak. But this is the character of Linda English, played by Alexandra. Charming, lovely gal. And he is now torn between a very secure situation with Vera, where they understand it. It's very sexually mature for 1940. It's so ahead of its time. And possible true love with Linda. And that's what the play is about. But it also, it's a little bit of Damon Runyon, Guys and Dolls humor, a supporting cast that's solid gold, if not platinum.
And have you said that the audience is going to be somehow involved on stage?
We're sort of using the university. SMPAC seats over 700 patrons. But to keep the intimacy of the Boulevard alive, we're bringing 100 patrons up from the space. So it's limited to 100 patrons per evening, and it's being set backstage because it's sort of a backstage musical about the nightclub world and all that kind of stuff. The music is phenomenal. Even the corny songs that take place in the nightclub, fantastic. The Flower Garden of My Heart, very, very sexually frank for 1940, and it's still cutting edge today.
Is the space at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center going, does that allow you to do stuff you couldn't do at the Boulevard because of size or acoustics?
Some of it is both. We can seat obviously double the amount of patrons that we would at the old Boulevard space, and then you couldn't do a backstage musical. We have the curtains going up and out, lights coming in and out. So it's a big jump for us artistically, economically, musically. It's great. I mean, you have performers here who can work pro in Chicago or New York, and we're getting them here in South Milwaukee.
All right. Well, best of luck to you. Hope it
goes
well.
Thank you so much.
Mark Bucher is artistic director for Milwaukee's Boulevard Theater. The company's performance of Rodgers and Hart's Pal Joey is Friday through Sunday at the South Milwaukee Performing Arts Center. He spoke with Dan Harmon. Keep listening. Shakespeare meets the apocalypse in a chilling new novel by Emily St. John Mandel. There's more of Lake Effect in a moment on WUWM.